Starting a small business is not for the faint of heart, but it can be a key way for residents to make ends meet in the Roaring Fork Valley. We have this story of one longtime local who's trying a new restaurant venture this summer in a unique place, a horse trailer.
$7.
Valley resident Amy Fullstone is standing in her horse trailer next to the Wednesday Farmers Market in downtown Carbondale. As Fullstone makes change for a customer, there's no horses in sight. This is her version of a food truck called the Cowgirl Kitchen.
One of those? This is going to be, it's going to be to go. He's going to take
What's on the menu is prepared in a mini restaurant kitchen in the back of the retrofitted trailer. Fullstone is working with her friend Jennifer Craig. Craig is no stranger to food. She is a longtime local from a farming family in Woody Creek and used to run Ute City Farms. This morning she's helping put together orders and brought some produce.
My contribution here today from my garden is kale and peas and radishes and cucumbers and, oh, here we go. Here's our menu. Rodeo basic, which is pulled pork on kale slaw. Paonia sausage rotini, that's the pasta dish. Chick fun. We have Rosie's amazing provincial chicken served on peanut noodles loaded with fresh local garden veggies.
Fullstone is the brains and brawn behind the Cowgirl Kitchen and used to train and show horses, traveling long distances with them in this trailer. Yes, it's very clean, not a horsehair in sight.
So I recommend you carry them like that so they don't spill.
They're in boats. Sure, you're welcome. You do too. Good to see you.
Fullstone is already tweaking the business. Earlier this summer, she was parked at the Confluence Put-In, where the Crystal River meets the Roaring Fork. But she did not make many sales there.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What can I get for you?
Could I have a rodeo basic?
Sure.
Here, there's been a steady stream of customers at the farmer's market, and Fullstone is pleased. She's crossing her fingers it'll continue in the coming weeks. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio
sure.
News.
Just pork on the slaw?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, they're all those.